Today is Gimel Cheshvan, and the Tanya for today is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chof Hei, Igeres HaKedesh 25. The Alter Rebbe is explaining what the Tavos HaRivosh quotes the Baal Shem Tov, that when a person is being distracted from his davening by a non-Jew, he should not get angry, but rather should daven more intensely, taking to heart the fact that this distraction is coming from God, because the Shechina is closed within this speech of the non-Jew, which is unholy and is distracting him from his davening, only so that he can extract the divine spark that is present in every unholiness and return it back to holiness. Yet there were those who complained that it's not correct to describe the Shechina as being clothed within klipa, within unholiness. So the Misnagdim pounced on this as a complaint against Hasidus and the teachings of Hasidus. So the Alter Rebbe shows how the only imperfection, the only inconsistency, is that the person who gathered and put together the sayings of the Baal Shem Tov into the Sefer Tavos HaRivosh, when he described the Shechina being present in the non-Jew who is distracting the Jew from the davening, instead of using the word nislabesh, he used the word sharsa, which means to rest. So the Shechina doesn't rest on klipa, but it is clothed in klipa, and the point of the teaching is correct. Ukamidumali. And it seems to me, the Alter Rebbe says, shetfisosam, that their argument, that their complaint, einam mitzad digduk haloshon, is not coming because of the imperfection of the choice of words. Elo miikir inyan islapshes hashchina beklipis. But rather, they're not distinguishing between the Shechina being clothed in klipa or resting on klipa. They're having a hard time with the whole idea that there is a Shechina in klipa at all. She'ein lehem emunah b'mashikosuf ha'arizal b'sefer ha'gilgulim, because they don't have the emunah, they don't believe in what the Arizal writes in Sefer HaGilgulim, that Shechina is clothed in klipa, and without it couldn't exist. She'im yirtzu l'chalik ben klipis haruchnim l'evdi gilulim ha'gashmihim. Because if they wanted to distinguish between klipes in their spiritual beginnings versus the idolater in the physical, in the flesh, ein loch gashmik afar ha'aretz, there is nothing more physical than earth itself. The afal pikeim islabeshes bei malchus de malchus d'asiya. And yet, it says in Kabbalah that malchus of asiya is clothed within earth. Uvetecha malchus d'yitzira kenal. And within the Malchus of Asiya, there is Malchus of Yitzira, and so on to Malchus of Atzilus, as mentioned earlier. So if the problem is how the Shechina can be present in a physical substance, being the non-Jew, and the problem is that it's physical, earth is even more physical, and yet the Shechina is clothed in earth, present in the earth. V'im mishum tumas nafshes evdi gilulin, and if their problem is not so much with the physical condition of the non-Jew, but with the unholiness of the soul of the idolater, hare nafshi seyem mizivug zun deklipas haruchni. The soul of the non-Jew comes from the union of Zo and Malchus, of the spiritual klipa, k'meshekosu b'kisvei Harizal, as it says in the writings of the Arizal, nimtzo shaharuchniim moker tumosam. So the Ruchni is the Keklipa, the Klipa in the spiritual is the source of their unholiness. And certainly, the Shechina is present in the Ruchni is the Keklipa. And the Ruchni is the Keklipa is already the source of the Tumah. So how can we make a distinction that God is present, the Shin is present in the Tumah of the Zuchni Zikaklipa, but not in the tomb of the Gashmi Zikaklipa, because it's Tami. Now, it's true that there is a need for a thorough explanation as to how this clothing of the Shechina and Klipa comes about. But then the problem is not with the Baal Shem Tov statement. It's not an argument against us, against the teachings of Hasidus. It's a problem they have understanding the writings of the Arizal. And let the hearer not suspect me that I consider myself to understand the writings of the Arizal and able to take them out of their physical form, to understand them properly. Because I come only to explain the teachings of the words of the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidav and his disciples, al pi Kabbalah Arizal, as they are based on the Kabbalah of the Arizal. Bishagam, and particularly when this subject is not a Kabbalistic subject that can be described as the concealed part of Torah, which is known only to God, rather, it is part of the revealed Torah that is necessary for us and for our children to know and to understand. To have complete faith and to connect with an explicit statement in Torah, God says, the heavens and the earth I fill. And this can't be dismissed as not being meant literally, because every pasuk has its literal meaning. And so when God says, I fill the heavens and the earth, including the earth, then we have to believe that God is present in every part and in every aspect of the earth. V'gam hi emuna pshuta b'stam klal yisro. And also, it is a pure faith that every Jew has, even without the pasuk, even without the verse in Torah telling us. And it is a tradition passed on, this faith is passed on from teacher to student, those teachers who didn't have any axe to grind, who went and proceeded with their Yiddishkeit b'tmimus, with sincerity, without trying to rationalize a godly subject, which in truth is infinitely higher than seichel, and they made no attempt to understand how it is that God fills the earth. Rather, it is a new development, a recent development, that certain people come along, lachke b'chkirazu, who want to make sense and ask questions about this matter, v'i'ef shalukariv lehem el ha-seichol, el ha-dafka al-pi ha-gdomas l'kuches m'kisvi ha-rizal. And the only way to make sense of this is by first understanding the writings of the Arizal, mufshotes m'gash m'yusam, but not in their physical terminology, but extricated from that terminology. And as I've heard from my teachers, the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid, the explanation of this writings of the Arizal. But it isn't possible to describe this properly or explain it properly in a letter. Rather, it has to be done from mouth to ear, to an ear that hears, and also that has to be done only to certain individuals who are capable of understanding, who seek God honestly, that those who seek God will come to understand all, etc. And from the positive we also understand the negative, that those who come to seek God will understand, and those who come simply to make complaints and to ask questions will never understand. So hine atem ri'isem pirish maimer echad misvarim hayiduim. You've now seen the proper explanation of one statement from these well-known svarim of Hasidus, so that it should serve l'dugma u'la'is. It should be an example and a precedent. Kigam kol ha'maimorim hatmuyin yesh lehem pirish u'bir heitav li'edechein. That other statements that you might find difficult to understand also have their explanation and their understanding that is known to those who study Kabbalah. Ach lo yikavu my losam olai levayer lohem hakel b'michtav. But let them not depend on me to explain it all in a letter. Ki hi melocha kveda u'mezuba v'yefshe b'shumef. Because to do it in a letter is a very difficult task and a very lengthy work, and it can't be done. Ki im tirtu. But if you want, shilchu mikem echad u'miyuchat shebe'eda, send me one, a chosen one, of your congregation, of your community, and face to face, I'll explain it to him, God willing. V'Hashem yiyye impi b'hatifi. And may God be with me in my explanations. V'yiyye rotzen imrefi. And may the words of my mouth be acceptable before God. In the Hayem Yom for Gimel Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes, Hemshech Sicha Hanal, a continuation of the Sicha mentioned in yesterday's Hayem Yom, from a Sicha of Shabbos Lech Lecha of Tov Reish Nun Aleph, which in English is 1890. Bereshis is Afreilich Hesedin. The Rebbe Rashab said that Bereshis is a joyful seder. Afila de Seif is Nishgar Azei Gishmak, even though the end of Bereshis is not so pleasant, because it talks about the corruption of the people. But generally, the Parsha, the seder, is a joyful one. Noyach is their Mabul. The Parsha of Noyach is basically about the Mabul, so it's not such a joyful seder. Aber Afreilich Seif Voch. But it's a joyful end of the week, because Giborin Givoran Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu is born, or his birth is described in the end of Parshas Noach. The Emes Freilich Evoch is Parshas Lech Lecha. The truly joyful Parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha, because Allah Tech from the Evoch lept min mit Avram Avinu, because every day of the week we're living with Avram Avinu. And as the Rebbe said in yesterday's Shir, in yesterday's Hayem Yom, that you have to live with the times, you have to live with the Seder. So we live the whole week with Avram Avinu. Der Eshte, Velech HaTzich Mesa Nefesh Geven, the first Jew to be Mesa, to have Mesiras Nefesh, Af Mefarsim Zayn Getluchkeit Av De Welt, to spread godliness throughout the world. Und Zayn Mesiras Nefesh At Avram Avinu Ibi Gegeben Bi Yerusha To Ali Yidin. And his Mesiras Nefesh, Avram Avinu passed on as an inheritance to all Jews.